Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building rolling bass accents from scratch in Ableton Live, using only stock devices, intermediate level, drum and bass, and jungle vibes. The goal is not just to get a bass line playing eighth notes. The goal is to get that forward, propulsive roll where the bass feels like it's breathing with the drums. Here's the big idea to keep in your head the whole time. A convincing rolling bass accent is not just turn that note up. Most of the time, the best accents are a change in tone first, and a small change in level second. Brighter, dirtier, a bit more bite on certain hits, while the sub stays stable and dependable. All right, let's set the scene. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is normal, but 174 is a sweet spot. Drop in a basic drum loop, even if it's just a placeholder. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4. That's enough. The whole point is your bass accents need something to answer. If you try to design accents in a vacuum, you'll overdo it. If you want, open the groove pool. We might add a touch of swing later, something like swing 16-55, lightly. But don't commit yet. First, we build the engine. Now create a new MIDI track and drop an instrument rack on it. We're going to make two layers inside the rack, ASUB chain and AMID chain. This split is everything in drum and bass. It's how you get movement without wrecking your low end. Let's build the SUB chain first. Keep it boring on purpose. On the SUB chain, add operator. Use the simplest setup. Algorithm A only. Oscillator is a sine wave. That's your foundation. Set the level so it's strong but not clipping. Don't worry about mixing perfectly yet. Just keep headroom. After operator, add EQ8. Put a high pass filter around 20 to 30 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That just cleans out sub-rumble you don't need. If you hear boxiness later, you can try a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but keep it subtle. Then add utility. Set width to 0% so the sub is fully mono. That's non-negotiable in most DNB situations. Leave the gain at 0 for now. That's the sub. Simple, stable. The sub should feel like it's glued to the floor. Now the MID chain is where the character lives, and it's where we'll do most of the accent work. On the MID chain, add Waveitable. You can do this in Operator 2, but Waveitable makes it fast. Set Oscillator 1 to a saw wave. Set Oscillator 2 to another saw wave, and attune it slightly. Think 10 to 20 cents, not a giant supersaw. Add Unison if you want, but keep it controlled. Two voices is enough. We're going for a resish movement, not a trans stack. After Waveitable, add autofilter. Set it to low pass 24 dB. Start the frequency somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. Don't overthink it. We're going to modulate this with accents. Set resonance around 10 to 25% to give it a little edge. Drive can start at 0 to maybe 20%. Again, we'll push it later. Then add saturator. Mode. Analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is where we get density and grip without totally exploding the level. After that, EQ8. High pass the MID layer around 90 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. And if you want more growl presence, try a gentle boost somewhere between 700 Hz and 2K Hz. Gentle. You can always add more, but removing harshness later is annoying. Then add utility. This time, mids can be wide. Try width. Around 120 to 160%. And if your utility has bass mono, you can turn it on so only the higher stuff spreads. Quick coach note here. If the bass feels huge on headphones but disappears on speakers, it's often because the MID layer is too wide in the low mids, like 150 to 400 Hz, or because there's too much movement happening below about 120 Hz. If that happens, raise the MID high pass a little, like 110 to 140, and keep your stereo mostly above 250-ish. Cool. Now we've got our two-layer bass instrument. Next, the groove. Create a one-bar MIDI clip. For drum and bass, F or G is a friendly root. Let's say F. Put the bass note around F1 for the sub-range. Start with a classic roller foundation. Steady eighth notes across the bar. In Ableton's grid terms, you're placing notes on 1.1, 1.1.3, 1.2, 1.2.3, 1.3, 1.3.3, 1.4, 1.4.3. That's your constant motion. Now we add the thing that makes it groove, intentional holes. Remove one note just before the snare to create space. A really common move is to remove the note at 1.2.3, which is right before beat 2. That tiny gap makes the snare feel bigger, and it makes the bass feel like it's reacting to the drums. Now set your note lengths. Don't let everything overlap. Shorten notes to around a 16th to an 8th note long. Here's a useful check. Notes that land on kick beats can be slightly shorter, and notes after the kick can be slightly longer. That helps the sidechain breathe later. If notes are too long, the compressor stays clamped and you lose the rolling illusion. Optional. Add a pickup note right at the end of the bar, at 1.4.4. Make it a quick 16th. This can help the loop feel like it's leaning forward into the next bar. Alright, now the accent lane. Open the velocity editor in the MIDI clip. Set most notes to a baseline velocity around 70 to 90. That's your support level. Then choose 2 or 3 accents per bar. Think like a drummer. A leader accent and an answer accent. Put a strong accent on the downbeat at 1.1, something like 115 to 127. Then put an accent after the snare, maybe at 1.3 or 1.3.3, around 105 to 120. If you want a third, add a smaller push at 1.4.3 around 95 to 110. And here's the discipline. If everything is accented, nothing is. 2 to 4 meaningful accents per bar is the usual sweet spot. Now we make velocity do something more interesting than volume. This is where the bass starts to talk. Option A is inside Wavetable, fast and clean. Pro to Wavetable's modulation matrix. Add a routing from velocity to filter frequency. Amount around plus 10 to plus 25. You're not trying to open the filter from underwater to bright daylight. You're trying to add a snap of brightness on accented hits. Then add velocity to amp or volume, but keep it small, like plus 3 to plus 8. The tone change should be the main accent, not a huge level jump. Watch the meters. If your accented hits are spiking like 3 to 6 dB louder than everything else, you'll fight your mix later. Option B is the more producer workflow approach. Use expression control and macro so velocity becomes a performance control for multiple devices. Put expression control before the instrument rack. Turn on the velocity mapping and set the output range so quiet notes still trigger, something like 30 to 127. Now map that velocity-controlled macro to a few targets on the MID chain. First, auto-filter frequency. Give it a small range, for example 200 Hz up to 650 Hz. Second, map it to saturator drive, maybe 3 dB up to 9 dB. Third, optionally map it to utility gain on the MID chain, like 0 to plus 2.5 dB. Now when you play harder notes, you get brighter, dirtier, slightly louder mids, while the sub stays stable. That's the rolling accent illusion. Extra pro move, if you want aggressive accents without constant level jumps, map saturator drive up while mapping saturator output down a bit, inversely. That way the accented hit gets more grind, but it doesn't suddenly leap out of the mix. Next, let's lock the bass to the kick with sidechain. This is part of what makes it feel like it's pulling you forward. Add compressor on the bass track after the rack, or just on the MID chain if you want the sub to be steadier. Turn sidechain on. Set audio from to your kick. Starting settings, ratio 4 to 1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds, so a tiny bit of the bass transient can exist. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds depending on the feel. Then lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Listen to the relationship between the sidechain and your note lengths. If the bass feels like it's choking, shorten notes or back off the release. If it feels lazy, shorten the release a little. The groove is more important than the exact numbers. Now, protect your low end. Accents can accidentally push sub energy and eat all your headroom. Keep the sub chain clean. Minimal saturation or none. If the sub is too dynamic, add a compressor on the sub chain, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms, release 80 to 150 ms. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of reduction on the loudest notes. You're not flattening it, you're just stopping the occasional accent from turning into a sub spike. And remember, if you want accents to feel bigger, do it in the MID chain with filter and drive, not by making the sub jump. Now do a quick mono reality check. This takes 10 seconds and saves you pain later. Put a utility at the end of your bass track or bass group. Map width to a macro or just click it. Toggle between your normal width and 0% while the drums play. If the groove collapses or the bass loses its presence, reduce unison, narrow the low mids, or move widening higher. At this point, you've got a working rolling bass with accents. Now let's make it musical across more than one bar without rewriting the notes. Try a two-bar accent cycle. Keep the MIDI notes the same, but change where the second accent lands. Bar 1. Accents on 1.1 and 1.3. Bar 2. Accents on 1.1 and 1.3.3. That alone creates motion. Then for a drop switch up after 16 bars, increase intensity slightly. Bump the second accent velocity by about 10, widen the filter mapping range a little, and maybe add a tiny pickup note. Small changes, big results. You can also do call and response with the snare. A classic, keep the note before the snare lower velocity, and the note after the snare higher velocity. That contrast is groove. If you want darker or heavier vibes, try a subtle pitch yank on accents, MID only. Keep it disciplined. A tiny downward pitch movement on accented hits can add that yank feeling. Often, -2 semitone sits more musically than -1. Or even a super quick, subtle octave dip, -12, can be cool if it's really short and not turning into a random note change. Another advanced movement trick, ghost accent notes. Add one or two extra 16th notes per bar at very low velocity, like 20 to 40, but only make them affect the MID chain. They're not meant to be heard as obvious notes. They're meant to tickle the filter and drive a tiny bit so there's implied motion between the main steps. And for controlled variation without rewriting patterns, use no chance. Put a pickup note on a duplicated clip lane or just set that note's chance to 30 to 60%. Your bass stays consistent, but it evolves. You can also add micro timing for feel. Nudge one accent after the snare slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Nudge the pickup slightly early, 5 to 10 milliseconds. This is seasoning. If you hear flamming, you went too far. Now a sound design extra. If your accents aren't reading on small speakers, add a tiny click layer in the MID chain. One stock way is to add corpus after saturator. Try tube or beam mode. Tune around 600 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Keep the mix low, like 5 to 15%. And if you mapped an accent macro, map corpus mix to it so the extra presence shows up mainly on accented hits. This helps the groove translate on laptops and phones without messing with the sub. Let's wrap with a practice plan you can actually finish. Make a 4-bar loop where the notes never change, only the accents change. Bar 1. Accents on 1.1 and 1.3. Bar 2. 1.1 and 1.3.3. Bar 3. 1.1 and 1.4. Bar 4. 1.1 and a stronger pickup at 1.4.4. Keep your velocity mapping going to MID filter frequency and MID saturator drive. Then record a 16-bar pass and automate one macro, an energy ladder. Map it to a small increase in MID filter range, a medium increase in drive, and a small increase in width. Automate it so the energy rises every 8 bars, just a little. That's how you get arrangement progression without changing the bass line. Final checklist before you call it done. This audio version is shortened for playback.